السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sudan's forgotten war, a catastrophe for the Ummah. Quote, the horror unfolding in Sudan knows no bounds, end quote. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk. Sudan bleeds, and the world briefly flinches. Now entering its third devastating year, the brutal war between the Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, headed by Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, Hamedti, has plunged the country into chaos and unleashed one of the most horrific humanitarian disasters of our time. Yet, despite the scale of destruction and suffering, Sudan's war is ignored, forgotten, silenced by global indifference. The power struggle has claimed the lives of an estimated 150,000 civilians since April 2023, though aid groups believe that the real figure is far higher. These are not soldiers on battlefields, but women, children, and the elderly, mercilessly killed in their homes, mosques, markets, and makeshift camps. Source, BBC. The Al-Nahoud massacre, where over 300 civilians, including 21 children, were slaughtered by RSF fighters, is only one of the countless atrocities. Entire towns have been burned to the ground. Mass graves are dug in haste. Entire families have vanished. What's happening in Sudan is not merely war. It is systematic extermination. Women and girls, as always in war, are among the most violated victims. Both sides have used sexual violence as a tool of terror and domination. Girls as young as 9 have been abducted, raped in groups, and returned physically destroyed, if at all. Survivors speak of public rapes meant to humiliate communities and mass sexual assaults in displacement camps. Medical workers report treating survivors with no access to psychological support or justice. Many remain silent, afraid of shame or retaliation. Source, Human Rights Watch, OHCHR. Over 14 million people have been displaced, making this the largest displacement crisis globally. More than half of Sudan's 50 million citizens face starvation. According to the World Food Program, famine has taken hold of at least 10 regions, including the Zamzam camp, home to 400,000 displaced people. Source, WFP. Food and water are scarce, not due to natural disaster, but by design. Both factions have weaponized hunger by blocking humanitarian aid, seizing supplies, and denying access to basic necessities. Starvation is used to punish entire populations. In refugee camps, children eat leaves. Mothers go days without food to feed their babies. Waterborne diseases, malaria, and cholera spread rapidly. Health systems have collapsed. UNICEF describes the situation as a polycrisis, devastating every aspect of life, health, sanitation, education, and safety. Source, WHO. Dozens of reports have surfaced of political prisoners tortured, civilians abducted, and children forcibly recruited to fight. Humanitarian workers have also been targeted, killed, kidnapped, or denied access to those in need. Hospitals have been looted and turned into battlegrounds. Schools are bombed. There is no safe space left. Source, OHCHR. Yet the media barely whispers Sudan's name. The war is described as invisible, forgotten, or simply omitted from headlines altogether. Unlike Ukraine or Gaza, there is no celebrity endorsements, no mass protests, no political urgency. Sudan's silence is not accidental. Its wealth in gold, oil, uranium, and fertile land makes it a geostrategic prize. Powers like the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the US, UK, and Russia all have stakes in Sudan's fate. The country has become a chessboard for foreign interests. The war in Sudan is not an accident of history. It is a legacy of colonialism, divisive borders, and secular dictatorships propped up by foreign patrons. Sudan, like much of the Muslim world, was carved and controlled by imperial powers. It was denied true independence, its leadership corrupted, and its people pitted against one another. The democratic solutions promoted by the West are part of the problem. These systems, designed to serve elite interests, have failed Sudan, just as they have failed Iraq, Libya, and Afghanistan. There is only one path that offers a real, lasting solution for Sudan and the wider Ummah. That path is the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, upon the method of the Prophethood. The Khilafah will unify Muslims across ethnic and tribal lines, remove foreign influence, distribute resources justly, establish accountability, and guarantee dignity and security for all. History remembers how Khilafah rule under Umar ibn Abdul Aziz eradicated poverty in North Africa to the point that no one could be found to receive zakat. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى.
The believers in their mutual mercy, love and compassion for each other are like one body. When any limb is in pain, the whole body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. Sahih Muslim. Our Ummah in Sudan is in agony. The world may not care, but we must. The women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir calls upon all Muslims to raise awareness, reject false solutions, and call for the urgent re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, state, upon the method of the Prophethood. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ O you who have believed, respond to Allah and the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Hashtag Azmat Sudan. Hashtag Sudan Crisis. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Yasmin Malik, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.